Well, welcome to the Greenleaf Podcast, where I touch on tech news, sysadmin, and all things Linux. This is episode 7, recorded at 1422, October 14th, 2020. For tech news today, Apple has open-sourced Swift and has added support for Linux. Since Apple introduced Swift, it has quickly become one of the most important programming languages to use. More users spend time on their mobile devices rather than on proper desktop systems. Swift is not exclusive to iOS, however. It is the native language for creating macOS apps as well. In June, Apple released Swift System, a new library for Apple platforms that provides idiomatic interfaces to system calls and low-level currency types. Apple has now open-sourced the library and made it available for Linux as well. System helps address issues with imported C interfaces, providing a better way to handle system calls. Eisman, a Swift developer, highlights the advantages of System being a multi-platform library as opposed to a cross-platform one. He states, "System is a multi-platform library, not a cross-platform one. It provides a separate set of APIs and behaviors on every supported platform, closely reflecting the underlying OS interfaces. A single import will pull in the native platform interfaces specific to the targeted OS." He continues, "Our immediate goal is to simplify building cross-platform libraries and applications such as Swift Neo and the Swift Package Manager. System does not eliminate the need for if-OS conditionals to implement cross-platform abstractions, but it does make it safer and more expressive to fill out the platform-specific parts." So it seems Apple has big plans for System. To the Rubyists, Ruby 3 is on its way. And if you're familiar with Ruby, you know it's not the fastest option for programs. However, Ruby 3 promises three times the speed of its predecessor. The current Ruby version has a global VM lock, or GVL, which makes it impossible to use parallel computing. With Ruby 3, programmers will be able to use parallel threaded computing, but don't let that scare you. We will be able to perform higher level abstractions safely versus with threads, which is not safe. What I'm talking about is helpful to understand when creating an object. Objects that are in a guild can't be accessed from outside that guild. Other guilds can't get access to them. Then, immutable objects, which is an object whose state cannot be modified after it's been created, are not members of guilds. They are completely outside. So security is important, and this is over 20 years in the making. The Ruby language is making some great improvements. Ruby is still my daily driver for programming. I even use it to run simple tasks like removing duplicates from datasets and upcasing my strings. Ruby 3 is exciting, and the speed boost is a long-awaited necessity. Well, if you like this content and you'd like to support it, you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/SeanBryans, SeanBryans, and PayPal at paypal.me/GreenLeaf. GreenLeaf. If you'd like more content, stay tuned on my YouTube channel, where I touch on tech topics at youtube.com/SeanBryans. On to sysadmin. Get ready for an update to your primary web protocol. In comes HTTP 3. Both HTTP 1.1 and HTTP 2 use TCP as their transport protocol. HTTP 3 uses QUIC, a transport layer network protocol developed initially by Google, where user space congestion control is used over the user datagram protocol. It's also known as UDP. The switch to QUIC aims to fix a major problem in HTTP 2 called head-of-line blocking. Because the parallel nature of HTTP 2's multiplexing is not visible to TCP's loss recovery mechanisms, meaning a lost or reordered packet causes all transactions to experience a stall regardless of whether that transaction was impacted by the lost packet. So this just means interruptions. Because QUIC provides native multiplexing, lost packets only impact the streams where data has been lost. TCP was a great protocol for many years, however, TCP is implemented into the OS kernels and some firmware, making it difficult to modify the TCP infrastructure. So this is why we need a new protocol for the ever-evolving internet. Most browsers don't have HTTP 3 enabled by default, with the exception of Apple Safari 14, released last month. In short, HTTP 3 increases the security and performance of the internet. Well, that will do it for this episode. Stay tuned for the next one.